Am I hearing it? The exercise would be to find the giraffe and the other
people,
because I'm having a hard time.
If they were a giraffe, how they would have expressed the gratitude.
Oh.
How they would have expressed it so you could hear those three things.
Okay, so did I not pick a good example?
Well,
that
I don't
I
know yet.
I got stuck with the jackal.
Let's see. What would you have liked to have had the jackal say?
Roy, when I saw the site library you developed for all the engineers to use company-wide,
yes,
I felt pleased because it met my needs for efficiency.
Yes. Okay. Now, then when you asked the person, can you tell me what kept you from saying that, the person said?
I was afraid you were making me look bad, because I should know more than you do. I'm your boss.
Oh, yeah. So that's a real giraffe that would say that. Huh? Why not? The person is really identifying the fear in them that kept them from being able to celebrate what you had done.
Oh. Got it. Yeah.
Giraffes have jackals inside.
Mine was, I felt ashamed because I felt that I shouldn't need your help.
Yes. So the more people go around with shoulds in their head and fearful of doing things wrong, wondering what other people might think of them, how can you possibly celebrate life? You see? For example, if you think there is such a thing as being intelligent, how can you enjoy life? You're going to have so much of your time worrying about whether what you say, whether what you think and do, somebody's going to think is dumb. You can't enjoy life. If you had just that one judgment inside. But they don't just give you one when you're educated. They give you a whole bunch. What if I'm not only stupid, what if I'm abnormal? What if I'm neurotic?
Hyperactive.
Ugly.
You see, so when people are walking around with that inside, how can we expect them to celebrate life? So we got to make sure then that we don't allow that to keep us from having gratitude being a central part of our lives. But we need to learn how to do that in a world in which there is a serious fuel shortage created by this lack of gratitude. People are walking around too scared in a domination structure, too frightened of being punished, not getting rewarded, to celebrate life. Who has some other examples for us, both of what the gratitude was you would have liked to have heard and what kept the person from saying it?
I've got one here.
Yeah.
It says, when you covered all the expenses for the household in developing my bird business, I am so happy and deeply touched. Because I have been able to contribute to the lives of so many people and their birds. And when I asked what kept you from saying this, it says, I was afraid I'd be in your debt.
Oh boy, there's a big one. Yes, you see. There's a big one.
Yeah, it says, I was afraid I would be in your debt.
Yep, there's another one. So now I'm going to put some giraffe ears on this person. I'm seeing from the emotion you had in telling me this, how deeply you wanted to contribute to my life.
Yes, yes, very much.
Yeah, and I'm so, so touched when I see that how much you wanted to, and then how sad I feel when I realize how much it really did nurture my life. And how sad I was that I didn't know how to deal with that fear in me. To just let you know what a big gift it was in my life.
Yes. Feels right on. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, appreciations are very often used as a buying something. So if I say something to you, you have to say something back to me. It's so mixed up with all of this in a domination world. It's like almost if this person acknowledges what has been given to them, they have to pay back.
Yeah, there's that kind of a issue has come up a lot. She always keeps telling me thank you for things that I do around the house, and I got a little puzzled because I wasn't doing them for thank yous. I was doing them because I was, you know, felt like I was contributing to the house.
Yeah. So you see, Jackal, that's why it would really help if you didn't just say the thank you. You could really tell him what you're feeling and needing, so he could enjoy the thank you. Then he wants to know what the game is behind the thank you. Is it really just a celebration, or where is it coming from? Who else? Yeah.
This is coming back to that thing with my parents when I called them after so many years of not hearing from them.
Yes.
And what I would have liked my mother to have said, something like, when I hear your voice on the phone, I feel elated because I need caring.
Yeah. It met my need for caring to feel it. Yeah.
Because I was trying to reach out and reestablish connection after so many years.
And what did you predict, daughter, that our reasons were for not, my reason was for not saying it?
I was in pain because I didn't believe it was possible, and I hurt realizing how little connection there has been between us in your entire life.
That's a part of it, yes. And another part of it is how I jackal myself for that.
Yeah.
How much I hate myself and wonder what I did wrong that would turn my own daughter from me. Yes. I vacillate between rage toward you and guilt. So yeah, I've got just a lot of that stuff to work through. But even with all of that stuff, there was this joy in there. I felt the joy even through it all. But yeah, before I could express it, all those other things I need some empathy for.